Good afternoon. An Alberta Clipper is steadily advancing in our direction from the Great Lakes. Out ahead of it, clouds will increase throughout the afternoon, although it will stay dry for most of the region right on through the evening. As the Clipper makes an approach, there is the chance of some light rain or snow showers across parts of the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley as temperatures climb up into the upper 40s to around 50 on the heels of a developing southwesterly breeze. Overnight tonight, the Clipper will sweep through the region with a round of light and spotty precipitation, mainly in the form of snow showers, but some rain showers will mix in, especially in the valleys. It'll be cloudy and breezy otherwise as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s to around 30. Some places may pick up a coating of snow, especially across the higher terrain, and across the high peaks in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, maybe even an inch or two of snow by early tomorrow morning. The wind will increase tomorrow behind this front, and despite a return to sunshine, it'll be blustery and quite cold with highs only in the middle to upper 30s. Some of the higher terrain might not make it up to freezing. High pressure will continue to build in tomorrow and tomorrow night and settle in on Wednesday. It'll still be chilly and breezy with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday afternoon, highs around 40. That high will dominate our weather picture for the rest of the weekend into the upcoming weekend with generally dry weather. It'll be breezy with moderating temperatures into the upper 40s on Thursday, lower 50s on Friday, and right around 50 degrees on Saturday. The next disturbance will make a run at us on Sunday with the chance for rain showers and highs in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong front extending from the Great Lakes into the Central Plains will move eastward and then eventually off the east coast and southward to the Gulf of Mexico by tomorrow evening. A streak of snow has developed across parts of the northern Rockies into parts of the mid-Missouri Valley. While accumulations will be light, some travel difficulties are possible. Behind the front, high pressure over south-central Canada will sink southward to the mid-Mississippi Valley and Central Plains, bringing with it some of the coldest air of the season. Parts of the southern plains are under a hard freeze warning. Meanwhile, Haiyan is moving inland over extreme southern China. Winds have been decreasing quickly but are still sustained at 70 miles per hour, and Haiyan has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Emphasis is now shifting away from strong winds and toward flooding rains as the storm continues to weaken. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 9 above at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, breezy, lower 50s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain showers and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 70 set in 2002, and the record low 15 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening 4:36 p.m., 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon, breezy and cool with rain and snow showers by this evening, with highs in the lower to mid-40s, even staying in the 30s across the mountains. Rain and snow showers tonight, a dusting in most places, but up to 1 to 2 inches across the higher mountains and lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon, breezy and cool with highs in the lower 50s. Rain and snow showers tonight, a coating possible in a few spots with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon, breezy and cool with highs in the middle 40s. Rain and snow showers tonight, a dusting in most places with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds, breezy and cool this afternoon with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Rain and snow showers tonight, a coating possible in some spots with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds, breezy and cool through the afternoon with highs in the upper 40s. Rain and snow showers likely tonight, a dusting in some places with lows back into the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold in the middle to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cool near 40 on Wednesday. Not as cool on Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the lower 50s. And a chance of rain showers Sunday with highs in the lower 50s. Happy Veterans Day. From News Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Paul Caiano.